On Friday mornings, we hear from StoryCorps, capturing conversations between loved ones across the country. Today's interview comes from Rochester, New York. That's where John Curtis sat down with his 11-year-old son, John Wakera, who was adopted as a baby from Vietnam.
So, what are some of your dreams?
Well, I kind of want to go to Mars and be an astronaut.
What do you think it's going to be like on Mars?
Red.
Yeah. If you don't go to Mars, what else do you think you might want to do?
Maybe a video game tester.
A video game tester.
Even though a video game tester might be very exclusive.
It might be tough. I don't know how many of those job positions there are.
So, do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
I thought you were so, can I say beautiful, or do I have to say handsome?
Doesn't matter.
Well, you were both. I had always wanted to be a parent, so it was a dream I had, but I never dreamed would come true, because Papa and I are gay, but we had some friends who started thinking about adoption, and that got us thinking. So we started into the process, and one day, a FedEx truck came down the driveway, and they had a little picture of you, and I knew that I was going to get to be your dad. And it was wonderful. And the first time I ever got to hold you, when I got to feed you your first bottle, I guess in a way I was concerned that you might be scared or nervous with these new people. But holding you up against my chest, it was just like you fit. Like we fit.
How has being a parent changed you?
Oh, it changes everything. Do you think about having a family of your own?
Yeah, sometimes. And like when I have kids, you will get to meet them.
That's my dream too. I love you very much.
I love you too.
We were always meant to be together.
That's John Curtis with his son, John Wakera. John Curtis and his partner were married in 2011, and they have adopted a second child. This interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can get the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.